Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa, ngā Tanahira Tokuingoa. This is your Wātea News. Former New Zealand First MP Shane Jones says the precedent set with Ihu Mātou should be used to resolve an occupation at Taipa. Ngāti Kahu members are occupying a coastal block they say should be land banked for future settlement. It's the landing place of Māmaru, and its loss in colonial times has been an ongoing source of grievance. Mr. Jones says it should have been bought by the Crown after an occupation in 2010, and it is essentially unsellable on the private market.
The title is tainted in the sense that you can't give clear title when you've got about 70 to 100 people coming and going, living on the block of land. So I think that there's a precedent there in terms of the Ihu Mātou for the Crown to land bank it, and Todd can get some money and get on with his life, and Ngāti Kahu can, over time, dedicate that land to some sort of tribally empowering purpose.
Shane Jones. There's lockdown on top of lockdown in Tāmaki Makaurau as the Tupanamanga Authority cuts off access to the city's volcanic cones until after Guy Fawkes Day. Chair Paul Mujuri says it's in response to several years of fires sparked by fireworks. He says the restrictions worked last year.
Very much a measure of last resort. We know how important these taonga are to our people, especially as we've seen again during COVID restrictions. These places are very much sources of inspirations and peace for people during these difficult times.
Paul Mujuri praised the warehouse for its decision to stop selling fireworks. Trials will start later this month in the Northland and Central Police Districts of the new Tactical Response Model, which has developed after negative reaction to the armed response units cruising the streets of South Auckland in black trucks. Police Commissioner Andy Costa says there has been extensive consultation on the new model, including 570 engagement sessions with community, Māori and ethnic groups. The Northland and Central trial will include training, access to specialist capability for dog handlers and tactical prevention teams, and risk-based deployment and technology. A more limited trial will be held in counties Manukau and Waikato. Commissioner Costa says police will remain a generally unarmed service in New Zealand. A documentary on the late waka builder and navigator Hekenuku Mai Busby and a restored version of Merita Mita's Springbok tour doco Patu are among the highlights of this year's New Zealand International Film Festival. The Auckland leg of the festival has been canned, but it kicks off this week in Wellington and Dunedin. Director Martin Rabarts says Māori contributions make up a sizeable number of the 170 titles. The film landscape has changed in the 50-plus years the festival has been running in this country.
International films would sort of be French, Italian, maybe some Russian cinema. Now we have movies coming in from every corner of the world because people have, like, digital cameras. They have access to making movies, so we have films from any corner of the world, which is fantastic because it enriches what we've got to show, but it means there's a lot more to watch.
Martin Rabarts. And that is your Wātea News.